Joe Lampert is leading a new rock opera based on Joan of Arc. It's written by David Byrne of Talking Heads. It is Joe Lampert's biggest role yet, and as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, she seems born to play the part.
If Joe Lampert were an athlete, she'd be a star utility player. She sang backup with the group Tune Yards. She's a regular guest on other people's songs, like her friend Ryan Amador's.
Joe, try it out.
And she's got her own YouTube channel where she posts homemade videos, like this one of her doing a Tom Waits cover.
Well, I don't go to church on Sunday. I don't get on my knees to pray.
Joe Lampert says she has always loved to sing. It was her dad's record collection that did it.
He had CD book upon CD book upon record and would introduce me to Joni Mitchell, introduce me to Bjork, introduce me to jazz.
Now as Joan of Arc, she's singing music by David Byrne.
Take my dress and take my hair.
Sword and fire, be my prayer.
For almost the entire show, Joe Lampert is the only woman on stage with 11 men. She goes from long braids and a dress to a mohawk and armor. Choreography is militaristic. Joan's a victorious leader until the men turn on her. Then she's tortured and ultimately burned at the stake. At various points, she looks up to the sky and sings to God.
Tell me now, it's up to you. Lord, I feel so alone.
This is not an easy sell off-Broadway. As Joan of Arc, Lampert needs to convince secular New Yorkers to empathize with a zealot. Even composer David Byrne admits the character is tricky.
We celebrate her as a kind of liberator, as somebody who's unshakable in her beliefs. But she's a religious maniac who raised an army to kill people.
Director Alex Timbers says he and Byrne auditioned several different actors, but Joe Lampert was the only one who could pull it off.
She's incredibly heartfelt. I mean, she's like a hot-blooded performer, but she's so emotionally true.
I can no longer be that girl, and now this woman's shape I now renounce. No man will touch me.
Joe Lampert is a striking presence. Tall, lanky, short hair that's sometimes blue, sometimes shaved on one side. She describes herself as androgynous and admits she's gone through some painful moments because of it.
I didn't know how to see my own body, and I felt like left out of this whole realm of what it means to be a woman.
This is from a video interview Lampert did with a project called What's Underneath by the website Style Like You, in which women talk about learning to accept their bodies. Lampert says people have mistaken her for being transgender or called her sir, and that it took her years to realize she couldn't let those comments keep her down.
You cannot protect yourself from what is going to come, and that's actually a really freeing realization.
Lampert says she does not relate to Joan of Arc's unwavering devotion to God, but she does have compassion for the woman who dressed like a man, marched into battle, and died for her beliefs.
She is just so brave and so committed to the idea of unity and strength and power in community because she finds purpose.
Joe Lampert is a self-identified queer secular Jew. Even though she's nothing like the French saint, Lampert says her character's sense of purpose and determination inspire her every day. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Pray God.